हरे कृष्ण ओम ज्ञान तमिलंदशा जनंजना शदाकाया चक्षुर मिलितम जेना तस्मै श्री गुरुवे नमः. We are born in the darkness of ignorance, and our spiritual master is opening our hearts with the torch of knowledge. And because of that, we offer our most humble and respectful obeisances at his lotus feet. As others have said, I will also say that part of the adhesive that brought Giri Raj Swami and us together, myself together, was our relationships with Tamal Krishna Maharaj. It basically began. It was always a little bit Haribo, Haribo, but it became a lot more than Haribo, Haribo when we had to take care of TKG for a while. And it thickened as the course of time changed. And in spiritual life, we discuss so many things. And one of the things that I learned from Giri Raj Swami is that the association of peers and the association of one's godbrothers or peers is essential in spiritual life. Very essential. In fact, even as late as last night, there was a little joke with Keshava Bharti Maharaj. When we went to get him to come to 9 o'clock Arctic, he says, "I have to get myself balanced," which is one of Maharaj's and I, Giri Raj Swami's and I, constant discussion points, is that sometimes we feel a little out of balance. We go too far on to the external preaching side. We go a little bit too far on to the, personal bhajan side, and we don't get in it. There's always a constant balance. And one of the things we talk about is the balance of senior association, so that one can express himself in such a way that is not covered by the on reverence which is there sometimes in non-peer association. We talk about that. And Maharaj actually sets up his schedule in such a way that he arranges his schedule that at certain such and time, a certain person will be here with me, and this person will be there, and this person, and I'm going to go here to be with this person. So he always has constant senior association. Now, I don't consider myself senior association. That's another topic. But he gave me the great opportunity to spend 2.5 months, 10 minutes from the seashore, in 75-degree weather with a cool breeze for the whole summer. And as they say, three hots and a cot. It wasn't like jail, but it was. You got three meals and a cot to sleep. So, but above that was the spontaneity. We were discussing the other day how we have our four senior advisors for Tamal Krishna Maharaj's zone. And we were thinking we'd like to do this more often so that we could get each other's association and go deeper and deeper. But as we were discussing with Giriraj Swami, it seems that those things, even if you plan them, they don't spontaneously happen except on certain occasions when they're supposed to happen. And it would be like I would walk by the window and I would always look in to see where Maharaj was, and if he was by the computer, I'd go, Haribo. And then he would say, okay. And then that was okay to come in because it was a break time for him. And then we never knew what would happen. It could come from, it would go from A to Z, the topics, and we were just simply relish each other's association in that atmosphere. And it would just, and then some days it would just expand greater, and then another time greater and greater and greater, until sometimes it was just like, well, not just some, it was all like the spiritual world, but sometimes it was like really deep into the forest of the spiritual world. And when we would make plans, we would plan to do our japa together. And we would sit and chant. Well, Marge would sit and chant, and I would have to walk. And we would chant and chant for hours together, just Hare Krishna. And at the end, we would say, this is how we're meant to associate. In the atmosphere of the holy name and Krishna Leela, Krishna pastimes, or Krishna consciousness. And it was deeply, deeply rewarding, rewarding beyond my wildest dream. For those devotees that are here today, we have an opportunity, as we describe, to see or to give our respects to someone who deeply deserves that respect. It's not like artificial. You can fake Krishna consciousness for a little bit, but you can't do it, you can't fake it for 30, 40, 50 years. And Krishna consciousness is something which Giriraj Swami has very deep, deep, deep realizations of. And I always, rely on that, because my ability, anyway, I don't want to talk about myself, I want to talk about him. But I'll just say, I don't have the ability that he has. Because when he reads, he remembers. When I read, I don't remember. And then I have to go to somebody that does remember to remind me what I'm supposed to remember so that I do remember. Was that right? Did it come out straight? And we should all just take advantage right now and just, like myself, I just want to say thanks, Maharaj. For all the phone calls that you call and do all the talking and I listen. I love being a listener. And then at the end he say, did you have anything you'd like to ask? And then I get to get my 2 cents in too, so it's okay. And I'd just like to thank you for allowing me to be myself within my nature and just be with you in a way where I don't have to feel inhibited or distracted by something which I'm not. And at the same time, your appreciation of me is rewarding beyond rewarding. Because I don't know what to do, so I always ask you, and then you tell me what it's, if it's okay or not. And I need that. So please keep telling me. I asked him in the beginning of the summer, I said, if you see me doing something wrong, you got to tell me. But he didn't tell me anything. And I know I was doing something wrong. But please, you know, you're senior to me. I actually see you as Shiksha Guru. I see you as one who I can trust that will give me straight Prabhupada and nothing else. And please continue to do that for me. And in the end, you won't have to have that dream of me sneaking the doors open and going, Maharaj, it's time to get up. Maharaj, time for your nap to end. He actually had a dream, because I would wake him up from his noon nap, and he actually had a dream one time that I was waking him up and I wasn't even there. So that he allowed me to do a little service, which is rare. Most godbrothers don't allow godbrothers to do godbrothers service to their godbrothers. But I remember when we joined him and Prabhupada was there, we served our godbrothers hand and foot. And that's what I told him. I said, Prabhupada was here, we got to do it, so if Prabhupada's not here, I still want to do it. And the same with all the devotees. Not just, you know, any devotee. I'm willing, I was, in fact, the other day, I went to pick something up and somebody grabbed it and took it. And I said, this is the problem of taking sannyas. You never get to do anything besides talk. You know, you can't, you try to pick up your bag, somebody grabs it. You try to do this, somebody grabs it. You try to make a sandwich, somebody puts it on and does it for you. I mean, literally, you can't even wipe, you can't even wipe your own table or anything when you're done. You know, something like that. It's already done by the time you sit up, you know? So, it's tough at the top, really tough. lonely. But I'm just a few, you know, steps, many steps down from the top. And if you can, Maharaj, please allow me to keep your association for a long, long time. And this is your 66th Vyas Puja I heard today. And I would like to be here for your 100th. Yeah. And in the same good health we are now. Same good health. And just keep going and going deeper and deeper together in our service to Prabhupada, Lord Chaitanya, and Sri Krishna and Radharani. Thank you, Maharaj. Hare Krishna.